There what will be something's going to happen in the Dixies. There's going to come a person, I think a human, whose profession is
Dixie ontploffer.
Dixie sucker.
Ah.
Dixie sucker.
Met een hele dikke.
Very dikke sucker. And somehow this is connected to the oergeul, but we're still trying to find out.
Somehow we all connected with. Lieve, succes met je onderzoek.
Dankjewel. Nou, we zijn er nog niet helemaal uit.
Je vous le dis, je n'ai plus d'amour dans le cœur. Aujourd'hui, seule la colère emplit mon cœur. Et je veux que vous partagiez ma colère. Et je suis accablé. Et je veux que vous soyez tous accablés comme moi. Oui, oui, oui.
Propre poutre, je me soutiens seul, rien à foutre. Peu de liens noués, Noël jour de l'an, je m'en fous, j'ai pas de cloche, jamais ivre, esprit jamais flou. Même quand je souris, tu verras, mes dents de l'eau, tu pourras tout lire de ma douleur, de la canine à la molaire. T'y grandis la rue, t'apprends les dures lois. Tu vois un con qui dit, j'ai plein d'amis, dis-lui de pur toi. Choisis bien pour qui tu vises, venge-le au minimum. Un ami qui se sauve, s'en va seul, laisse ses ennemis. Le mot ami marche avant le partage, je le jure. J'ai vu des ex, frangins qui pour la thune du shit se tuent. Les mêmes gens qui se moquaient félicitent la légende vivante du rap géant Jean-Jean BX. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. Mets pas ta femme aux proches, femelle ou homme. Car les femmes c'est jalousie énorme, les hommes suivent leurs hormones. Comme un sportif au saut à la perche, qui après son show chute, sans tapis qui amortisse. Tu te sens ainsi quand ta fille et ton sexe a une mauvaise fille, qui file avec le mauvais type de toute façon. L'amour un sentiment sorti des égouts. Dans ma vie, les filles changent de nom mais avec toutes le même goût. Et y'a les potes qui semblent solides, en fait tremblent, près d'un beau cul, te mettent merde la corde cou. Puis secrètement se taisent, regrette j'ai eu droit à ce traitement quand ils baissent. Ils pensent jamais à ce qu'ils aiment vraiment. Crois-tu que je blague en clamant que ce qui fait ou défait un homme en un mot, ce sont ses amis, ses bonnes femmes et ses ennemis. Vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. Je vois l'avenir comme un type myope qui la nuit porte des Ray-Ban, surpassé d'un masque de Zorro dessus. Parce que depuis que je suis petit, j'ai su tes noirs, t'as beau suer plus que les autres, les hommes veulent t'écraser. Suite, suis la race la plus haïe du monde, ça fout les jetons. J'ai le monde entier, plus les frères qui veulent que je tombe. Les FN veulent me nuire de mes prouesses, c'est juste quelque chose de peine. Merde, mais d'où est-ce qu'ils me connaissent? Au bord du gouffre, comme dans les films, vois un peu de main se pousser pour te secourir. Toujours debout en frimé. Crois-tu que je suis né comme ça, tout a un prix, même ma haine. Mesure la tienne, une puce, la mienne, baleine. Ou compare-toi, Lilliput, moi, Gulliver. Ou toi et tes potes, le reste du monde. Moi je suis le time bomb, je suis Oxmo, l'homme de la situation. Mes solutions fluctuent, trou du mon flot te tue. Mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. Mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. Mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. Mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma
conditions.
C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. C'est mes règles de vie, je te jure que c'est vrai ce que je dis. Ma vision de vie, survivre ma mission. Gio Black Mafioso, 1998 du 19ème. Paris, club des Black millionnaires. Time bomb Black Mafia.
Jamming the where I'm killing
it. Spiders from Mars.
He could play it left and right,
but he made it too far.
He became the special man that we were seeking spy. See, he really sang, screw the bites and screw down here.
That's a plan from Japan.
Driving us that we were voodoo.
Like a 20s
we was the man
with a heart given
up. He took it all too far. My boy could he play
Welcome, you are listening to Lake Daily from Roskilde Festival, where we are on our final and big music day at the festival. Wherever you are, I would like you to take a moment, lean back, stretch, relax your gaze and breathe out. My name is Torbjørn S. Andersen and I'm sitting here with my co-host Louise.
Yeah, hi, my name is Louise Espensen and a very warm welcome to everybody who's listening out there.
Yeah, and today we have our fourth live broadcast from the festival. We have guests in the studio, we have music interviews, we have mentions and a selected few recommendations of music. that we at the lake would like to experience here on the final day of the festival. We are all both really tired, and we are also very excited at the same time. We've experienced a huge range of culture and music. We have experiences of performances, art, everything from drone rock to dance to choir, vocal ensemble. It's a huge mix here at the festival, and today we are celebrating the diversity and the community around Roskilde Festival.
Yeah, so Torbjørn, if I was not making radio right now, I would be at the Gloria stage, because then I would be able to see the Georgian vocal group called Pankisi Ensemble. And they have this special, they're keeping this music tradition of kids, an ethnic minority in Georgia, alive. So to all of us who are missing out on their concert, let's listen to them. Listen to them now. Here is Pankisi Ensemble with the track Aseti Game.
Aseti Game Mokholadme Tebeşiya Guli Temine Dada Garabi Tile Meşene Zedardi Şemo Meçriya Dada ve garabitile meşene zedaradi şemo meçeviya kulit mine dada ve garabitile klasa da arabici visit kurvili ocene visatvi Amadisme tuare si kavarulit, mudam zelida, mudam akali. Amadisme tuare si kavarulit, mudam zelida, mudam akali. Gauts karahe obe. Sotvari tana tebus, alazni sududu, sotvari savlev sotebi, kabebi anatkeri tna se valbot, esmo kholod chena tana tushetchi aris, kabebi anatkeri tna se valbot. Esma holoda chvena dana tushet shiari Ne da isular menache Roma ram shuluda iara Me isma hazvili mi harari Esmeri katsi giara Me isma hazvili
Yeah, we just heard a vocal piece here by Pankisi Ensemble. And now I've got our first two guests in the studio, and they're from the Roskilde Festival organization. And welcome to Niklas Damkjær and Christine Tetzlaff. And
hi.
Here's Niklas coming in. Hi, Niklas.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks so much for coming today. So I'm just going to introduce a little bit of a frame around it. From our point of view, Roskilde Festival has always been built by a lot of volunteers and a lot of volunteer power, and there's a lot of community around it as well. But especially this about the volunteers. Today there's a new extension to the way that Roskilde Festival books and scouts for the festival. And they changed you at the festival have changed how the festival is set up. It's called First Days and Final Days. And you have invited in some volunteer scouts.
Yes. There's always been a lot of volunteers in Roskilde Festival, and as you say, and also in the music group and in the team music. Now we have expanded that quite a lot. Just 1 year ago we were 5 programmers and bookers, 3 of us hired full year and 2 volunteers, and now we are 11 in the team, meaning we got one stopped, a few got in, so we got 7 new people who began this January, this year. And the idea behind it came from, I guess, 2 aspects. One being that as the music industry also becomes more and more professionalized, it's more and more needed that we have a few, which is me and Thomas, who's just over there, who's head of music, and a third person, and we are becoming more and more the paper pushers, so to say. So we are making the deal, doing the contracting, the negotiations, the contacts with the production, and it just takes a lot of our time, and it takes a lot of time away from what's very important for a festival like Roskilde that wants to have a very broad music profile, and that is to have a lot of music scouted or listened to. And it has become, we realized that it was becoming more and more difficult for us. So that's the one thing, and we also just wanted to have a broader group to have a view at the program and to help programming to also meet that we have a very broad audience, of course.
And I can see in the program that you have selected it through a little bit of a process where you used also anonymous applications, is that correct?
For the scouts, yes. We then did this application and made it broader. And I'm not even sure how you saw it, Christiane. That would also be nice to know. Actually, I don't think we talked about that. But we got a lot of applications, of course, around 200. And we got a lot of very, very, very good applications, which is, of course, very nice. And it was anonymous, so we didn't know age or gender or name. And we had 4 quite like simple questions, and I believe we expected like quite short answers. So it was like, what kind of music do you like, what kind of music do you want to see at the festival, and I believe what kind of communities have you been a part of.
So can I ask you for your personal experience, now you've seen it, you're in the middle of the festival is rolling, there's a flow, you've seen the first days where I think a lot of the programming also came from the...
Yeah, because the thing is, like, we got the scouts in to scout for the, mainly for the final days, but we, as such, that's how it is with such processes, we ended it a bit late, so we got the scout started in January and we were nearly done with the final days program there, so what was left was the first day program, and we hadn't even started that yet. And then we actually decided that together with the scouts that came in there, we asked them if they wanted to, but instead of just scouting, also actually doing the programming of the first day's program. And I think that kind of came like a surprise. We didn't expect that, but it just came naturally. And I think it was a very good decision, and it's been very, very fun to try to work in another way where it's a bit bigger democracy. We have more people doing it. But I think the result has been extremely good looking at the program.
Christiane, maybe it's time to hear some words from you.
Sure.
So I'd like to first start off, could you tell me, what do you do as a music scout?
So we have a couple of different things we do. We have this concert calendar where we can suggest shows that we want to scout, and then the bookers will update it, tell us if they think it's relevant or not, and if they do, we'll go to the concert and then we'll write a report back. Not like when you say report, it sounds like many pages, it's just like a quick notes on how it is and whether we can like recommend it
for Roskilde next year or not. So that's one thing, and like Niklas said, I think the idea was that that was mainly for the final days. And then we this year also helped with the programming of the first day's lineup, where we had these like sort of monthly meetings where we every time we brought in like 10 suggestions, and then we were supposed to listen to them beforehand, like everyone's suggestions, and then we sort of just had like a like organic discussion about it. Some of the first names came quite like easily, and then later on we started looking at like, okay, what do we have now and what are we missing, and so those are like the two main things I feel like we've been doing this half year.
I love that you have allowed it to grow and change. That often when you visit a festival, everything seems very square, and you think, oh, the organization, the timing, and so on. But I love that you have given space to make things happen a little bit. I was going to ask you if you had a specific focus that you were interested in or focused when you were working to this year.
So we actually had some like genres split between us. I think that's also one of the things that's sort of like changed a bit, because we found it quite difficult to it's just difficult to work with genres, because everything is just changing all the time, and you know, what is electronic, what is hip-hop, I don't know, like everything's just, it can be,
it's very hybrid.
Exactly, yeah. It's super hybrid, and so I think we do have some different like focuses, but still just it's pretty dynamic how it works, and I think everyone's been sort of responsible for everything. But I think, you know, if I should say something, I'm probably not I don't know too much about like metal and heavy and stuff like that, but I feel like I've been scouting almost everything else.
Okay. And in terms of diversity, is something we've been a little bit interested in here at the radio. We also a community radio, and we try to represent a lot of people and a lot of different concerts. We love generally now on day four of the festival, of course, we've experienced that great program that you've made, and we've seen a lot of diversity. But would you like to talk a little bit about it, what you've done and how you look around and how you select?
Yeah, should I talk about it for the first day's program? Well, I would love to say that it's a super, you know, organized process where we count everything, and but I think it is actually just more, dynamic. That you know, there were just some very obvious artists to look at this year, and then once you had them on the lineup, you could. I mean, we had like a meeting where we. Where we sort of just talked about what we felt like was missing in the lineup, what genres, and also like diversity in other ways of looking at diversity. So I think it's definitely something that we thought about a lot, and I think it's also reflected in the lineup. But it wasn't like a super strict organized process. No.
In terms of organizing processes and so on, is there, and this is maybe a question for you, Niklas, in the final days and the first days, this kind of concept seems to have changed a little bit before compared to how it was previously. Is there something about breaking down hierarchies in bands?
Yeah, definitely. Like, okay. that's the message we want to give to the audience, but also to the performing musicians, that they shouldn't have the feeling that they are like the support act or like the lower act or the not there yet act or whatever. And sometimes renaming something, there's a lot in a name, calling something warm up or small stage or countdown stage or whatever. And so we just decided to call it first days and final days, which is what it is. It's just a matter of a time difference, really, and not so much the quality of the music. So we're trying to like make the first day's program even better on all aspects, which I think you, as an audience, also experienced. I think that like the sound and the stages just worked out really, really well this year, and that's also, of course, as a product of us putting a lot of resources into making that work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for explaining these things for us. Before we end with you, I would like to ask you for, it must be exciting, this kind of the programming, all the logistics, and then you see it happening here at the festival. Just would you give me one really great experience, each of you, something you experienced in the festival that you loved?
Like this year?
Or? Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, then I'm going to be very basic and say Rosalía yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Because I finished all my tasks yesterday quite early, so I actually went full fangirl and waited in line for the pit and had an amazing experience.
And had a party.
And had a party, yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah, thank you.
If I can please mention two things, I just want to say, like, seeing the first day program in function and like audience going back and forth, and yeah, the general stage production there was just like so good to see. I really enjoyed seeing also Little Nas X and Burna Boy on stage. I believe it's like two very important artists on their own stage who are pointing at like new generations, but also new directions for the festival. So that also, yeah.
I saw some of the concerts from the first days. I wasn't here in the whole thing, but I was very impressed. I was like, wow, this is really a step up. This looks fantastic. And I could see the audience was completely on.
Very
big
good,
audience.
Very good too, yeah.
Great atmosphere. It was like very impressive. Thanks so much for coming, both of you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and now we are moving on to a little greeting that we have received from an artist who actually played in the first days. It's Excelsior, and she played at the Gaia stage. And we will both hear a bit of her own music, and we will hear her recommendation for a show that you can hear today, Saturday, at Roskilde Festival.
Hi to all the Lake Radio listeners. This is Anya / Excelsior. I played at the Gaia stage, and I want to say thanks to everyone who showed up. It was a really big experience for me to get to play there. Festival recommendation is the Colombian artist Lucrecia Dalt, who plays at the festival this Saturday at some point. She's doing this interesting blend between tropical-inspired music with a lot of acoustic instruments and electronic, almost sound design things. And I'm looking really much forward to see how she will transform this blend of styles into a live set. Yeah, that's it. Bye.
In this audio reading, we first heard Excelsia with the song Gold Runs, and she recommended everybody to go to the Lucrecia Dalt show, which is actually in an hour at 2:30 on the Gloria stage. Thank you so much, Anna, for this greeting.
And then we have another track. It's by artist coming tonight, that's Philly Munkasi, and it's Delala Naxinga.
Sing, boom, boom, dance, sing, hey, 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 hey. sima, talang yung figa, talang yung sima, talang yung figa, talang yung figa.
Telele manga, wetinga, isinga, boom boom, talang yung singa. Telele manga, wetinga, isinga, boom boom, talang yung singa.
Issue, Washu, Gabonisin, Washu, Ivo Massis, Mapula, Ningon, Yasul, Malaysian Dome First, Sankumbul, Romanian, into Tul, Ivo, Sasso Shoe, Ivo, Sasso Shoe,
Issue, Washu, Gabonisin, Washu,
we could feel Philemon Kasi here warm up our little bit tired bodies, our little bit cold festival bodies. Philemon Kasi is from South Africa. They are on the Nyege Nyege label. It's the third band, as I counted on, that's been played here at Roskilde, bringing good vibes and party vibes. And it's happening tonight. It's 1:30 at Gloria Stage. Together in our little lake team, we have been jogging our memories from yesterday. What we've seen, what have been great. Our technician Rasmus will recommend Blur. It's a story that includes a lot of beer, but I have to give him credit. It wasn't blurry. He remembers everything. So Blur was great on the big stage. I saw Liraz from Iran, which played a fabulous concert, and we are also going to hear some recommendations from some of our fellow Lakers, and let's see who we can get to the table. I think the first recommendation from yesterday's program from our fellow Lakers is Henrik, who's now coming on. He's gonna talk a little bit about his experience.
So I went to a concert. First I went to Rosalía, and that was extremely packed with people. And I was not in the middle, but sort of close to the center, front of stage. And I had to sort of like claw my way out of thousands of people. And then I made it all the way up to Gaia, the Gaia stage, and it was completely empty because everyone was either at Rosalía or at Blur at the Orange stage, except for maybe 20 people. And the day before, or some hours before, William had joked that I would be in the front of the audience for this concert, for the Wulu concert. And I actually ended up in the front of the concert. And this was basically me getting back to my sort of experience of going to Roskilde back in the 90s, where you would listen to bands playing, you know, really hard, heavy guitars and noisy punk metal stuff, but with rap on top. And it was basically sort of this vibe of, you know, young Henrik being in a really, really rowdy situation and with like really high energy and like just a very good sort of cleansing, noisy experience.
Oh,
it sounds so nice. Did it live? So it lived up to your expectations.
It actually did. It was the. I think I said something yesterday that it would. It was the sort of the Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine and sort of the whole promise of you know, rock and rap at the same time, but brought into the 2020s. So that was like it was definitely a very good last concert for me yesterday.
And then we've got also we have another recommendation for yesterday's great program. And Esther, what did you see and hear?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to go for Get to Kumbi at the Apollo stage, but as the line was huge, I gave up. And then actually, luckily, I popped into the concert with Auntie Reza at Gloria. Auntie Reza is a Nigerian rapper from the label Nyege Nyege Tapes. And I was lucky to be there when she got on stage. And I don't remember when I last saw an artist take the room so fast. She was just like, let's do this. And then she jumped down between the crowd and just ran around. And people were just totally into it and singing along. And yeah, she got the crowd to do all sorts of things. And like, for example, at one point she said put your motherfucking phones in the air, and to put a light on.
Yeah.
And I heard some people say, I got no more juice on my phone. Yeah, but she was so it was just a really energetic show. Mm. And she was rapping extremely fast and just, yeah, I don't know exactly but some kind of just really hardcore, really nice. It just filled me up with energy.
Yeah. It sounds like a very nice party.
It was.
Thank you so much, Esther.
You're welcome.
That's it for our recommendations, and I would like to move on because I actually had the pleasure of meeting up with the singer Melody Rasal, and she played Thursday at a very packed Gloria stage, and it was this very special concert. I think it has this very intense energy, and she had a really, really great connection with the crowd, and you could she was very powerful also in the sense that she was very vocal about her support to the situation in Iran, and she was reminding us all to keep fighting for freedom in Iran. So I met up with Melody yesterday, and we had a chat about music and different stuff. Let's hear it.
My name is Melody Grasal. I performed here at Roskilde Festival at the Gloria stage.
Yes, and you did this amazing show that everybody at the lake who was there, we were very, very touched by it.
Thank you.
How was it for you to perform?
I felt extremely lucky and humbled and like so grateful that so many people came. First of all, it was like packed and very hot, and it became a little microcosmos thing for me, and I was able to enjoy it, which I was really glad I could. That I was present and I could feel the moment, and it was so hectic before with the sound and everything, as I've heard it is at festivals. I've just never experienced it like this. No time for line check, no time for anything. So I was worried that I was gonna, you know, be in my head or but it was just a lot about togetherness in that room, which I truly felt. So I was very excited afterwards.
Making this Roskilde Festival show, was there anything that you thought, this is very important for me to do?
Yeah, I thought it was very important for me to do it all. I kind of wanted to include, I had like an intro sequence thing with some speak. It was my mother's voice and me, and we were talking abstractly about like suppression and fleeing your motherland and music being banned and music as a connecting force and stuff like this. I wanted it to become like a little world in a way where you knew, like, this is what is the baseline here. So that was, like, important for me also to have the Xinjiang Ozadi written in the back. I needed to just do a shout out to the movement also and talk about it. And yeah, that was the most important thing. And then other than that, I just really, really wanted to have fun. So I'm happy that I could.
Have you somehow felt like you've been part of some sort of movement with your music?
So I made a song called Fuck the System, which was initially most, like, it was about fuck the system that minoritizes me, but also fuck the system that got us here. Like, the system in a wider sense, in a way. Mm. But then the uprisings began in September last year, and then the song was released in February, I think. Mm. And then it, of course, kind of got connected to the more, like, concrete fight for freedom that was happening right there. It's just been, like, in demonstrations and stuff in Copenhagen. I've been playing it, and in that sense, it has kind of been taken in, and I've seen a lot of, like, people at my parents' age in these demonstrations being, like, with their finger up and listening to the song and singing Fuck the System and thinking very specifically about the regime in Iran. But
so in a way, because I kind of felt like you could feel it yesterday when that song, when you played that song, the fingers were up even before you have asked people to do it, because it kind of felt like people already knew that here's an anthem that is something that people connect with and are engaged in. So that was a really beautiful moment. So the music that you presented at Roskilde, what sparked the process of, like, creating this music? Did you have, like, certain inspirations or?
Well, recently, a lot of the newer songs that I played, they have been made during the last, like, 6 months where I've been doing my bachelor at the Rhythmic Music Conservatory, where I had to make new songs. And my inspiration for that has been a lot of, like, Eurodance. Like, I've been in my childhood room, kind of, listening to Eurodance, like, and Soap and Britney Spears and the Eurodance things. And then in the living room, some, like, Gugush or Nusha Fadin has been playing, and I've been, like, kind of into trance and trance in the double way.
Just to get your picture, you were imagining yourself sitting in your childhood home and then being in the sound of those different rooms. Why do you feel like going back to that space?
Because that's where the initial musical spark, or whatever you would want to call it, that's where it originates. And also there's a lot to explore from there. And also I think that, you know, like, musical taste is all about what you've been listening to in your childhood home. I feel like you can always expand, but, like, what you really feel connected to is just so arbitrary. It's just what's been playing in the house, right?
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, and that's just what speaks to my heart in a way, so that's what I want to make.
If it's okay with you, I'm jumping back to the concert, because you had a very special surprise. Could you tell a little bit about how your collaboration with Burhan, why did that happen, and how did that happen?
Burhan wrote me some months ago on Instagram that he had been listening to this song that I have released last year called Motivational Quote, and that he enjoyed it a lot, and I was like, hello, I am a big fan. And he's like, I just think that he means a lot to, like, me and my mom. And, like, he was the first, like, non-white commercial success in Denmark. He and Outlandish. So they kind of mean a lot, because they were, like, accepted by, like, the broader Danish, like, audience, but being not Danish, or, like, having another ethnicity.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm just like, I was very happy that he wrote me, and I just asked him if he wanted to go to the studio, and he was like, yeah, maybe you have something that I can sing on. And I was like, I do now. Yeah. And then yeah, we just did this song, and he's just very supportive, and I just feel like we connect a lot, actually, just in terms of who we are, like, personally, kind of.
You could for sure see that on the stage yesterday as well, that you had a really nice chemistry. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you so much to Melody Casal, and I think that we should hear her track, Fuck the System.
Yeah, remote in his hand, puts that disappointment on the offspring. Lately, searching up and down my old street. Lately, don't know how to spend a night alone. Lately, trying to get to know myself. I need a satellite dish to know myself. Fuck the system very much. 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 New phone, who this now? I arrived to this land wide-eyed.
For that very motivating interview. It's great to hear how music transcends borders and cultures, and I think she embodies that. And it's also something we've seen at Roskilde Festival this year, I think. We have some recommendations now for today's lineup. We've got the Iranian Temp Illusion, which we heard yesterday live on Lake Daily. And they're playing today at Gloria at 10:15. Then we have Fulu Mitsiki from DRC, Congo. And that is at EA stage at 1:00. That means it's happening right now. They've got a fantastic lineup where they use a lot of trash materials to build the costumes. And possibly the instruments too, I think.
Yeah, also the instruments.
Also the instruments. Yeah. So that's going to be... somebody's having a great experience watching Fulu Mitsiki right now. If you need to restore your belief in humanity, I think Waste Blood is for you. It's at 4:00 at Avalon, and that's kind of vocal work in the tradition of Joni Mitchell and folk. Mm-hmm. And it just very human and warm. Lastly, we have a recommendation for Charlotte Adigiri and Bolis Popul from Belgium, and that's an electro-creative anti-patriarchy party. So that's 10 o'clock at EOS Stage.
Actually, I would like to squeeze the very last recommendation in, because tonight at 9 o'clock at the Platform Stage, you can experience Clarissa Cornelis, a canon performance. And she actually already did this performance two times previous on the festival, and I was there yesterday and saw it, and it was such a soothing, warm and calm experience. She will bring this group of women, and they are standing most of the time in a circle singing together and doing these kind of ritual dances or movements, and it kind of has this very warm folklore vibe to it. And I actually met Clarissa briefly yesterday, and we had a talk about this project, and she said that she is trying to explore the theme of community within this project. And I think that Platform is a really nice stage to experience this community feeling or communal feeling, because this stage, you can sit as an audience all around the performance. So this feeling of being in a circle together is very much stated in this performance. And a little reveal, so close your ears if you don't want to hear it, but the show will end up with a good old communal singing together, and that is also why I would definitely recommend you to come to Platform at 9 o'clock and be together with other people and see this performance.
And we're gonna hear track.
Oh yeah.
The hills are crying.
Yeah.
The hills are crying. The hills are crying. In out your name. The hills are crying. We've lost the youth. No song is born.